This is Annika Chan, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We are waiting just a little bit longer for Liani tonight. I am a guest on Liani's show. She seems to be making her way here in heels right now, so we're going to just wait. But as we wait this evening, I'm going to play a little ditty called Kokomo, Indiana by Japanese Breakfast. Was just Kokomo, Indiana by Japanese Breakfast, and I'm such a big Japanese Breakfast fan. Last year on my Spotify Wrapped, I found out that was my number 3 song. I'm not sure if I've played it already on air, but you know, I have no problem playing it again. Obviously, I like it. I read Crying in H Mart over the summer. Excellent book. I would definitely recommend to check it out. And I'm going to be reading it again in one of my classes this semester, so that should be interesting. And Liani still has not arrived, always fashionably late. So I'm going to play a song I've been into recently. I heard this off of, I believe, either the first or second episode of the new Euphoria season. And man, that show this week, just, I don't know how much longer I can keep doing this, but whatever, I'm committed, I'll keep watching, I guess, but it, in good news, I did find this song. It's Haunted by Laura Lez. I really enjoy 100 Gex, so, it was cool to listen to her solo stuff. Enjoy.
Working part-time, waiting tables. Left a small town, never looked back. I was a flight risk with the fear of falling. Wondering why we bother with love if it never lasts. I say, can you believe? Drawer of my things at your place. You learn my secrets and you figure out why I'm guarded. You say we'll never make my parents' mistakes. But we got bills to pay.
that was Mine by Taylor Swift, a classic song for the baddies, featured in Glee, sung by Santana in a very like emotional capacity. It's been resurging on TikTok.
I didn't know that Santana sung that in Glee.
She sang it to Britney when she was like really sad.
Oh my god.
Broke up or something.
Wait, who are your favorite characters in Glee?
Honestly, it kind of evolved. When I first watched Glee when I was 12 years old, it was Kurt.
Ooh, that's a red flag, man.
I just like, I don't know, like,
You identify with Kurt? That's,
well, like at the time, like who was I gonna pick? Finn?
Yeah,
Rachel,
yeah.
Barry?
No, you're bringing up some good points, some valid points.
Like, yeah, I mean, like, over the course of the show, I was like, I don't know if I'm a Kurt fan. I became a Blaine fan. I don't know if that's a bigger red flag.
No, I feel like Kurt kind of just, he went down a slippery slope. He fell off a little bit. And Blaine, I like Blaine better, personally. He's a more likable character.
He's very talented. Who was your favorite character?
I was definitely a big Santana fan. I enjoyed Sue. And I'm trying to think, like, it's been so long. I was a Gleek back in the day. I wouldn't go that far. Tina's a good one. Mercedes I liked a lot. I liked Quinn's drama, but she was kind of annoying too.
I eventually, like, after I watched the show, I think I began to appreciate Quinn more. And, like, I don't, maybe it's because her actress. Maybe because her actress was kind of like, you know, what's going on with the show. I think she was very self-aware.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'd have to agree with you. Santana and Tina were great characters. Mercedes as well. Mm-hmm. Really wanted some more spotlight for them instead of Rachel, but that's not unpopular.
Well, Rachel's really annoying. Didn't they, like, base her character on Lea Michele, the actress?
Yeah.
Partially? That's not great for her. Yeah, you know what I mean. Anyways, as many great songs are, this was featured in Glee. That was what we were trying to go for here.
Yes. this song, to my knowledge, this next song, to my knowledge, wasn't featured in Glee.
You never know. It could have been a hidden feature.
Maybe if Glee came out a little bit earlier.
Like 1975 or something.
Like a 1975 Glee. Like, yeah. Think about that 70s show, except for that they sing. Mm-hmm. Would they sing this song?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't know. Well, how about we let the audience decide and we play it for them?
Yeah, if anyone is listening right now,
don't call in because we're afraid of the phones, but think about it.
Think about it. Would this play in Glee? People's Parties by Joni Mitchell. Okay.
Style. They've got stamps of many countries. They've got passport smiles. Some are friendly, some are cutting. Some are watching it from the wings. Some are standing in the center, giving a get something. Photo beauty gets attention, and her eye paint's running down. She's got a rose in her teeth and a lampshade crown. 1 minute she's so happy, then she's crying on someone's knee, saying, laughing and crying, you know it's the same release. I told you when I met you I was crazy. Cry for a soul, beauty. Cry Freddy in the corner thinking he's nobody, and Jack behind his Joker, and Stone Cold Grace behind her fan, and me in my frightened silence thinking I don't understand. I feel like I'm sleeping. Can you wake me? You seem to have a broader sensibility. I'm just living on nerves and feelings with a weak and a lazy mind, and coming to people's parties fumbled and deaf, dumb and blind. I wish I had more sense of humor, keeping the sadness at bay, throwing the lightness on these things, laughing it all away.
Nothing holds me down. asking where the time's gone, dreaming with the lights on, trying to keep your eyes on something along the rise. You and I summertime. Catch 'em on the run, they punish those who love young, never ride on time. Watch each other fall and always catch the call and whistle while we're walking. Something inside me dies, you and I.
So that was Tears in the Club by FKA Twigs featuring The Weeknd. It's off her new album, Capra Songs. She released it on the full moon, the first full moon of the year on January 18th. All your manifestations, hope they were released, hope they were all good. The song we recently played was Summertime by Orville Peck, which is an artist famously featured in the Euphoria soundtrack.
Not again tonight.
During a controversial moment mm-hmm. of whether or not the song was actually played in the scene.
If it
by
was
the
diegetic
character.
Or not, right?
Nate, or yes, or if it was outside of the scene. Because apparently Nate can't have good music taste.
No, absolutely not.
We actually had a request come in, Mendelssohn's Concerto, Violin Concerto.
This is going to be a pretty long song, so maybe we should do a PSA beforehand?
We should do a PSA beforehand.
Would you like me to take over?
Yes.
All right, this is a very special dried fruit PSA. Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients, but no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. This has been a public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio. And I chose this because I was just eating some mango leather earlier, so why not?
Fruit is good, guys.
Fruit's good. I enjoyed some dried apricots the other day. It's amazing.
Yum. Yeah, my mom used to give me mango leather as a snack. Dried mangoes.
Very good.
Yeah. And WMFO is full of fruits and nuts, so
So true.
So true.
We had to put that part in there, of course.
Just to remind you guys.
Yeah. Well, enjoy Mendelssohn's Violin Concerto now.
In E minor. This song was specifically requested by someone who called in for Sebastian Tringale. So, shout out to Sebastian. I hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
We left like the last
the bit of song right here.
Let's go back on. You guys had to get that. You know, you were listening for nearly 13 minutes and we cut you off at the best part.
That was
pretty cruel of us.
It was like at the edge.
Yeah.
Of what?
Of Mendelssohn.
Of like the final.
Yeah.
Like, note.
We're sorry.
We're very sorry.
Deeply sorry. Anyways, that's the first time I've heard that piece before. I'll definitely be adding it to my classical playlist. I really enjoyed it. I was just listening to, let me look this up, a Tchaikovsky piece the other day that's really good. I want to share with the people. It was Piano Concerto No. 1 in B-flat minor, Opus 2, I think. Would recommend. Or maybe it was Opus 26, I forget.
Annika's classical music playlist is pretty famous.
I try. It's Opus 23. Apologies.
I'm not gonna lie, I've looked at your playlist a few times to get some recommendations.
The classical one specifically?
Yeah.
I'm honored. I'm flattered.
Yeah.
And I'm honored to be a guest on the show today. Thank you, Leonie, for having me.
Of course. What would I do without you?
We had an interesting start to the show tonight, so.
Honestly, y'all should wear comfortable shoes.
This has been a PSA. A second PSA.
From WMFO.
Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yeah. I'm excited to hopefully listen to more classical music in the future. Shout out to all the lovely musicians at Tufts and outside of Tufts that know how to play music like that. It's kind of crazy.
Shout out to the musicians. Hot take.
Hot take. Like, y'all need some more credit.
Hot take from the people hosting a music radio show. We enjoy musicians. And we appreciate them.
So, I mean, who knows? There may be a radio show host that doesn't. Like, who has, like, some beef.
Yeah, I don't want to generalize here, right?
Aren't we about, like, inclusivity?
We are. You're so right.
Including people who are anti-music.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. I take it back.
Yeah. Music.
Speaking of music, we have another song we want to play for you tonight. What is that, Leonie?
You Have Something Special. But not the Hannah Montana version. This version is by Joanna Sternberg. Let's listen to it.
Before it was hard to see how badly they were treated. Me, they called me ugly and they made me feel so unworthy. Unworthy of love. Unworthy of love. Unworthy. did not know me or love me. I put them up in the sky, they were so high above me.
So that was You Have Something Special. I honestly have never heard that song in my life. But
and yet, Leonie was the one who added it to the queue tonight.
Sometimes I like to choose songs I've never heard before or that I just randomly add to, like, random playlists just to surprise myself, you know?
It keeps it interesting for everyone involved.
Because, like, when I'm consciously playing music, usually it's in the shower and it's songs that I know the lyrics to.
Mm-hmm.
But outside of that, WMFO, other spaces in my life, I love to mix it up a little bit. Anika, what was your take on that song?
I mean, it started playing and I was like, this is really sad. That was my initial response, if you recall, Leonie. And then I was like, this reminds me of Josephine Foster, if anybody listens to her. Well, you know, do we have... I don't know the next song that's going to play. I really do like the artist. We're doing a back-to-back artist feature next up. I used to listen to her music all the time growing up. My mom would always play her albums for me. I didn't really keep up past a certain point, but those first couple albums, all hits, all good. She's an amazing songwriter. Now I feel like she's producing... She just came out with an autobiography. I'm really keeping you guys in the dark here. And she seems to be doing pretty well. So, why don't we enjoy some Brandi Carlile together? I've never heard this song for the first time. Maybe you guys haven't, so...
Yeah, let's do it.
Love song was playing on the radio. It made me kind of sad because it made me think of you. I don't wonder how you're doing, but I wish I didn't care, because I gave you all I had and got the worst of you. By the way, I forgive. Fine, except for any time I hear that song. Ooh. Didn't it break your heart when you watched my smile fading? Did it ever cross your mind that one day the tables would be turned? They told me the best revenge would be a life well lived, and the strongest one that holds would be the hardest one to earn. By the way, I forgive you.
except for any time
I hear that song.
When I woke up in the morning, I was choking on some words. There were things unsaid between us, there were things you never told. That's twice you broke my heart down. The first was way back when, and to know you're still unhappy only makes it break again.
By the way, I forgive you. After all, thank you
for giving me what I found.
'Cause without you around,
I've been doing just fine.
By the way, I forgive you.
I never will forget you for giving me what I found.
'Cause without you around,
I've been doing just fine. Except for any time.
That was just Oh Dear by Brandi Carlile. Leonie and I were having a lovely chat about Brandi Carlile and what music we grew up with during, you know, off air. That album was Give Up the Ghost. I listened to a lot of that growing up. Also The Story, which is, you know, her breakout album with the song The Story. Also really enjoyed her self-titled Brandi Carlile back when she, I believe, started off in Seattle and, you know, smaller venues, and that's where she really took off. And yeah, I also really enjoy, what else? Bear Creek, that's a good one. But I stopped listening really after that. Yeah, but it's interesting what things you stick with and pick up from your family and whatnot. That was our conclusion, I believe, from our chit-chat.
Yeah, and sometimes what you don't pick up from your family.
Like Ricky Martin.
My mom doesn't listen to music. She says she likes Ricky Martin, though, because she thinks he's cute. But sadly unattainable.
Hmm.
Because he likes men solely, and yeah.
Such a loss.
For her.
Yeah. Well, shall we do the station ID? Would you like to do that one?
We shall. So this is Leonie and Annika. We're having this little cowboy cat confessions of a freak moment. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
And next up, we have Jules by Anderson .Paak.
You know you kinda cute with the bald head. Got a little booty in the ball maze. You know how to move with them long legs. Bring a little crew, we can all rage on. The Tesla ride smooth down the PCH. I think that I like her with the makeup on. I know that she used to all the cheapskates, but I just wanna ball, show off, show off. I ain't never put my jewels on.
Timberland, what's he like?
You know you kinda cute with them long braids. Got a little cool with your center shades on. I know that you're ready if you don't go. You know I'ma wait if you don't take long. The test the ride smooth down the dinosaur. Wait, I don't wanna say it, but I had to say it. We ain't have to do too much to show off, but a nigga had to prove a point. Hold up, I ain't never put my jewels on.
on the times when lessons. Seen it, tried it.